Dead in Hip Hop, talking about the Grammys, man. Of course, the Grammys was, a couple of weeks ago?
Oh, it's like a week.
By now, everybody knows that the best rap album of the year was won by Kendrick Lamar. Damn took home that award. He was up against Migos, Culture, Rhapsody, Layla's Wisdom.
Oh, wow.
Tyler, yeah, that was crazy. Tyler the Creator, Flower Boy, and Jay-Z 444. And I'll be honest, I was a little shocked that Jay-Z didn't win.
Really?
Why?
Somewhat.
Why? Over Kendrick?
Yeah, because here's the thing. Like, I felt that if Jay was gonna lose, the only person on that list he should have lost to was Kendrick.
But do you think he's salty about it though? Because think about it, you put out your most personal album to date.
But it doesn't connect with a lot of people though. Like, it don't connect with this general hip hop.
You're open and honest, and you don't win, you know, hip hop album of the year.
Again, I think that if you would have lost to Tyler, and there's no shot to them, if you would have lost to Tyler, Rhapsody, or who was the last person?
Migos.
He would have felt the same type of way. But to lose to Kendrick, I don't think he...
Especially after that performance.
Exactly. Like to Kendrick? That. Nah.
Yeah.
To anyone else on that list, Jay might have got on his Kanye.
Well, he'd be... I think he'd be stupid.
Why?
Because, I mean, Jay-Z is... Yeah, he's great and he's popular. But he's not this generation's, like favorite anymore.
So you think they're catering to that crowd?
Grammys have always catered to whatever's popular, which is why hip hop gets snubbed all the time. Right.
Because of the writing in 444, because Jay was being vulnerable, I thought they probably would have picked that one over Kendrick Lamar's album.
To the popularity, because Kendrick is the most popular rapper in the world.
See, Kendrick Lamar just connected with the more general hip hop fans. It was the album that connected more. Young dudes was talking about, man, anybody don't got time to listen to this old 44 album.
See,
people, you know what I'm saying? Like, you had a lot of that.
Young people,
of course, we're gonna be like, whoa, wow, because it's a grown man's album, but like, a typical kid gonna probably be like, yo, pop that DNA. I wanna hear DNA.
Yep. Just on the flip side of that though, like, there are kids that don't particularly like Kendrick either though.
Right, but his album is
like, especially like To Pimp a Butterfly, like a lot
very
of people.
We're not talking about To Pimp a Butterfly. We can talk about that too. Very few. The majority of younger hip hop audiences, Kendrick is their god. Like,
I don't
they
know. Like, I think the kids in our world, but the like the mainstream kids, like, even Masami.
This is the most wrong you've ever been doing hip hop.
This is the most wrong you've ever been. Man, because I've heard people say, man, I don't want to hear that.
You might have heard a few hood kids say that shit, but the vast majority,
Kendrick,
they love Kendrick. He's in.
I'm not saying Kendrick isn't popular right now. I'm not saying that, but I think there is a lot of people that don't particularly care for a Kendrick album.
But here's the thing. More that don't care for Damn or for 444. It's gonna be more.
Oh yeah,
And then we're looking at the face of hip hop right now, just overall.
No.
It's Kendrick.
Kendrick is it.
Jay-Z got snubbed.
What's the criteria though?
Wait.
How Jay-Z get snubbed? He didn't even make your list.
You're talking about the Grammys.
I'm talking about the Grammys.
You snubbed him in.
But Kendrick didn't make his list either though.
Neither one of these albums were in my. So
the camera don't go to you no more.
People, I heard them saying that Jay-Z got snubbed. Were they saying he got snubbed for the hip hop album or album of the year?
He got nominated 8 times and he didn't win nothing.
But I thought people were upset that he didn't win album of the year. Cause that was the one where I was like, "What the fuck is wrong with y'all?"
What I was seeing was just the fact that he got nominated for 8 different things
and didn't get not one.
That was the only argument I was.
I don't know, man.
What was he supposed to win? I looked at this list.
What was he nominated for?
Album of the year. If that was part of the conversation.
Bruno.
The album of the year was Childish Gambino's "Waking My Love." We already said Jay-Z's album. Kendrick Lamar's album was in that one. Lorde's "Melodrama." And Bruno Mars 24K Magic. And Bruno Mars was the one that won.
That's why I was like, why are y'all complaining? You thought that Jay-Z was
gonna win over Bruno Mars.
Finally, people need to understand this is not about the quality of the music.
Right.
The Grammys
It's not about quality.
It's not about which album is really better. Right. It's really about which one was like really popular.
And
24K was,
it was more popular.
Like, I give you that. Was from I here to eternity.
Exactly. Yeah.
So doesn't anybody have a list of what all he was actually nominated for?
For Jay-Z?
Yeah.
There's two I've already named.
Which were again?
Album of the Year and Rap.
I got
and Song of the Year.
I got some too. So Jay was also nominated for Best Rap Song Performance, which was Family Feud with Beyonce.
And who won?
The winner was Loyalty with Kendrick Lamar and Rihanna.
So he won that one too?
Yeah, and then that was also with Crew with Gold Link, Love Galore with SZA and Travis Scott. He was also nominated for Best Rap Song. Mm-hmm. He won that. It was Bodak Yellow was nominated. Chase Me.
I thought you. I thought you were about to say that. Like, y'all
no,
won.
No.
You want to change that on your side all of a sudden?
No.
Best rap song was Humble. Was Humble.
There you go.
He cleaned up.
And
the Grammys are trying to fix what they fucked up last time. That's what this is.
Yeah. Song of the Year. Despacito was in it.
Nominated.
Issues was in it. I don't know who that is either. Julia Michaels.
Yeah, I don't know.
And this is what of the year?
Song of the Year. There's another one. Logic. 800, the suicide song. 800-273-8255. Wow, I didn't know that was nominated. Mm-hmm. And That's What I Like by Bruno Mars.
Pick the Color of Logic.
And That's What I Like one.
With Bruno
song
Mars.
Of the Year. Yeah, Bruno Mars.
Okay.
Record of the Year, Redbone, Childish Gambino, what's the other one?
Despacito.
Jay-Z, The Story of OJ, Humble by Kendrick Lamar, and the winner, 24K Magic. Bruno Mars.
Yeah, so he didn't get snubbed. Then. He was rightfully beat by
Thank
the
you.
People.
Yeah, like, I think so too. Yeah. When I saw that he was nominated for 8, and then when I saw what he was going against, I'm like, oh, all right.
It does suck a little bit because he dropped an album like this and didn't get any wins.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Is that why he was having things he's mad about?
It does, but at the same time, I'm going back to what Mike said, and Mike brings up an interesting point that part of this is them trying to fix what they messed up years ago. Like, how sincere are some of these wins? I'm not saying all of them, but some of them, I think Jay-Z probably could have won.
I don't think
over
so.
Kendrick.
Over Bruno.
Yes, over Kendrick.
Over Bruno.
Over Bruno.
Bruno.
No.
No.
Bruno is different. But he won over Kendrick.
Yes.
Not
I think he could have won Album of the Year.
Oh, Kendrick.
No pun.
Now with Kendrick.
Because you got to think about like Kendrick's song, like five of those songs on the radio.
On the radio. It would have been hard to be humble. I see it's hard to be humble because that was.
It was huge.
So was everything.
Everything.
No, man.
Loyalty.
That's why they had him open up the show.
Yeah, bruh.
You can't beat him.
You can't. He's like the Mike Tyson of fucking.
This is his era.
He's the Floyd Mayweather of fucking hip hop right
yeah,
now.
Yeah.
You can't beat him.
This is his era. This is Kendrick's era of hip hop right now. Right. And he's going to be nominated for all of the accolades and he's going to win his fair share.
Like, he would have been snubbed if he didn't win.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
That would have been outrage. I do agree.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think they would have been okay with him winning at least one.
With who? Jay?
But which one would you give him, though?
He just you told you.
That's what I'm saying. That was... No, Ken.
I'm searching.
You can't give him that one. You can't give him the one that Bruno won.
I'm that meme right now with the...
Nah, he got beat fair and square. Like,
me too. I don't feel like he got stuff. Like, looking at the competition he was going up against.
Yeah.
Nah. What are you doing?
You gotta take that L, man. You gotta take it on the chin, man. Just keep moving.
I know we can wrap up, but what do you do if you Jay-Z? You don't made your most vulnerable album yet.
Jay-Z straight.
But he has
got Grammys, man.
He got like he's like one of the top hip hop artists with Grammys.
21.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like he's good.
I didn't know that.
Yo, he's like the top. Okay. Yeah, he's like the top hip hop
artist. Grammy artist.
Is this a competitive sport, bro?
Jay-Z's era is over.
Over.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
He just made a good album and
he made a great album. I think at this point, if he gets nominated and he doesn't win, it's okay.
Y'all didn't hear the kid.
Nah,
classic.
No, it's not a classic. Well, it might be in a couple years.
Yeah, a year or so now, but right now though. It's not an instant classic.
why are people, and we can be done, I'm sorry, but why are people saying that hip hop got snubbed then?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I should have watched the goddamn video. Fucking not Hot 97 put the video up and it said hip hop or the Grammys get it wrong again. So I should have just watched it. I didn't watch it.
All right, well, that's it. Let us know what you guys think in the comment section. Did Jay-Z get snubbed? Y'all let us know.